the direct hearing about Lord Krishna is actually the only shelter for the oscillating mind, which sometimes accepts and rejects things of this world.
Neposredno slušanje Krišni zapravo je jedini lijek za oscilirajući um koji neprestano prihvaća ili odbacuje stvari u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
There is a prayer by King Kula Shikar where the king requests that his mind immediately becomes entangled with Krishna.
I postoji molitva koju puti kralj Kula Shikar, a u kojoj se moli da se njegov um odmah uplete, odnosno unese u Krishnu.
King Kula Shikar thinks about the inevitable death and thinks, what if I wait until I'm dying? Then it will not be possible for me to think of Krishna. I really must start to think of Krishna now. I was very fortunate when Srila Prabhupada came to Germany. I would sometimes try to peek into his life to see what he would do when no one would watch him.
Bio sam jako sretan što sam dok je Srila Prabhupada boravio u Njemačkoj mogao povremeno zaviriti u njegov život kako bih pogledao.
For instance, once I went to his bedroom and looked, what would he do when he slept? And believe me, I saw his lips moving through the window when I looked through the window. When I opened the window a little bit to hear, I heard he was chanting Hare Krishna. Yes, another time when he was in his room, I heard he was with a harmonium singing some song. And we will now show you the song which Prabhupada sang. Prabhupada prays, O Lord Krishna, at this moment let the royal swan of my mind enter the tangled stems of the lotus feet of your of the lotus of your feet.
O gospodine Krišna, molim te dopusti da kraljevski labud moga uma postane zapleten među stavnikama tvojih lotosovih stopala.
How will it be possible for me to remember you at the time of death, when my throat will be choked up with mucus, bile and air?
Kako ću te se uspjeti prisjetiti u trenutku smrti, kada će mi grlo gušiti sluz, žuč i zrak?
Please repeat. Krishna tvadiya padapankaja panjarantam. Krishna tvadiya padapankaja panjarantam. Adyeva me vishatu Manasarajahamsa Adevame Vishatu Manasarajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavatu Pitai Prana prayana samaye kapavatu pittai Kantavaro dhanavido smaranam kutaste Kantavaro dhanavido smaranam kutaste. This verse has made Maharaj Kulashekar so famous that in many temples there is a Kulashekar step. That is, when you go inside, you have to cross over one step, which is the Kulashekar step.
Ovaj stih je toliko proslavio kralja Kulashekara da u mnogim hramovima koje posjedite postoji stuba kralja Kulashekara koju trebate prekoračiti, dakle na koju se ne staje.
The king is present in this step because he wants to catch the dust falling from the lotus feet of the visiting devotees who go to have darshan before the deity.
U toj stubi prisutan kralj Kulashekar osobno, koji na svoju glavu želi uhvatiti prašinu sa lotosovih stopala vodočasnika koji dolaze na darshan sa božanstvima.
He knows to remember Krishna, I need the devotees.
On zna da mu je da su mu za prilaženje Krishna potrebni
bhakti. So today we will request him to be present with us and to hear our attempts to glorify Lord Krishna's 25th quality of forgiveness. It was a practice of Jiva Goswami's instruction. Jiva Goswami said, our mind is like a snake and the words of the sadhus are like the sound of the flute charmers. So just like a snake will move on the sound of the flute charmer, our intelligence should move according to the words of sadhu and shastra.
Među učinima Jiva Goswamija spominje se primjer prema kojem se naš um uspoređuje sa zmijom, a riječi sadhua sa zvukom koji proizvode zvukom plave, da koji proizvode koje proizvode osobe koje očaravaju zmiju. I on govori da kao što se zmija odaziva na zvuk te plaute, tako bi i naša inteligencija trebala plesati, odnosno njihati se u skladu sa riječima velikih bhakta.
So I wanted you to experience following Srila Prabhupada's chanting. Srila, good. So let us now go to the heart of the matter and hear about Lord Krishna. His 24th quality is called Chama Shila, means his forgiveness. He's forgiving. Srila Rupa Goswami defines forgiving in the following words. A person who can tolerate all kinds of offenses from the opposing party is known to be forgiving.
Osoba je poznata kao ona koja oprašta kada može podnijeti razne vrste uvreda koje je nanijela suprotna strana.
Yeah. See, when you can tolerate that others make mistakes against you, and no problem, then this is called forgiveness.
Opraštenje se naziva sposobnost da možemo zanemariti pogreške koje neko drugi čini u odnosu na nas.
And Srila Rupa Goswami gave a very heartening example. He says how Lord Ramachandra was once together with mother, with his beloved wife, Mother Sita, in the forest.
On govori o tome kako gospodin Ramachandra jednom boravio sa svojom voljenom ženom, majkom Sita.
So the son of Indra became very, very envious on the beautiful Mother Sita and took the form of a crow and began to attack her by scratching with her claws on her breasts.
Jednom je Indrin sin postao vrlo zavidan zbog ljepote majke Sita i zbog toga ju je napao u obliku vrane koja joj je svojim hančama parala grudi.
Ramachandra became alarmed by Mother Sita's loud calls.
Ramachandra su trepnuli glasni poziv koji je uputila majka Sita.
Got his bow and took aim.
Napao svoj luk i naciljao.
At this time, Jayantu, the son of Indra, realized, "Oh no, I'm in trouble. The Lord will shoot his arrow."
I Jayantu i Rinsin u tom je trenutku shvatio, "Oh ne, sad sam se našao u nevolji. Gospodin će ispaliti svoju strijelu."
So he surrendered.
I tako se predao.
He bowed down.
Poklonio se.
Ramachandra said, "I forgive you."
I Ramachandra mu rekao, "Opraštam ti."
But at the same time, my arrow has to get a zeal.
Međutim, istovremeno, moja strela mora naći svoj cilj.
Oh, sinful crow, where should it go?
I o griješno vrano, kamo bih je trebao uputiti?
I will not take your life.
Neću uzeti tvoj život.
Then let it go in my eyes to destroy my material vision, my lord, said the crow.
I onda je vrana rekla, onda moj gospodine neka me pogodi u oko kako bi uništila moju materijalnu viziju.
Yes. And now, later we all know Lord Krishna appeared in his form as Krishna.
I kao što znamo, Krishna se kasnije pojavio u svom obliku kao Krishna.
And this form is even more tolerant and more forgiving than Lord Ramachandra.
A taj oblik još je tolerantniji, još više oprašten nego gospodin Ramachandra.
And the proof is how Krishna dealt with his sworn enemy Shishupal.
A dokaz tome je način na koji se gospodin Krishna obhodio prema svom zakletom neprijatelju Shishupalu.
Shishupal had the habit of offending Krishna from his very birth.
Shishupal je običavao vrijeđati gospodina Krishna od samog rođenja.
Now when Krishna was crowned to be the first person to receive worship before all the other saints in the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhishthira,
kada su Krishnu okrunili, to jest izabrali da prvi prije svih ostalih bude obožavan u žrtvenoj areni za Rajasuju kralja Yudhishthira,
Shishupala made offenses against Krishna before really everyone.
Shishupala je izvrijeđao gospodina Krishnu pred svima.
He said, "You are a coward."
On je rekao, "Ti si pastir."
Coward, huh? Not.
Ti si kukavica.
Kukavica, yes. Ti si kukavica. You hide yourself on an island.
Skrivaš se na otoku.
And whenever you come on the mainland from the island, you give trouble to pious people by killing my friends. His friends were all demons. Yes. Too much! And the highest thing is that we don't even know if you are entitled to have weapons.
Najgora stvar je što uopće niti ne znamo imaš li pravo nositi oružje.
No one knows your caste.
Nitko ne zna što si po kasti.
Are you a Vaishya because you were in Vrindavan taking care of cows, or are you a Kshatriya because you are born from Vasudeva and Devaki?
Jesi li Vaishya jer su te odgojili u Vrindavani gdje si čuvao krave, ili si pak kšatrija s obzirom da su te rodili, da su tvoji roditelji vas od Devaki?
Ja. Okay. Krishna just waited.
Krishna je Krishna samo čeka.
All the devotees, Sahadev, Bhima, wanted to kill Shishupal, but Krishna said, polako, polako.
Svi su bhakte poput Sahadeva i Bhishmadeva željeli ubiti Shishupalu, ali Krishna rekao, polako, polako.
One offense after the other.
Nizala se jedna uvreda za drugom.
All together, 100 offenses. Krishna forgave him.
Krishna mu je oprostio.
Finally, he took out his Sudarshan chakra. It was after the 100th offense. It was when, like, smiling, and gave him final liberation.
Izvukao su Sudarshan čakru, ali tek nakon stote uvrede i potom je sa smješkom uputio prema Shishupali, koji je na taj način dostigao konačno oslobođenje.
Yes. Mm. So, Yamunacharya writes about this, a very nice verse.
Yamunacharya o tome napisao jako lijepi stih.
Oh Lord, as Rama, you showed pity to the crow because he submitted, and then in another lifetime, O Krishna, you gave final liberation in form of Sayuja Mukti to this offender.
On kaže, o gospodine, ti si u svom obliku Rama Čandre ukazao milost Vrani samo zato što se pred tobom ponizila, a ukasnijem svoje pojavi dala si joj Sayuja Mukti.
Tell me just what kind of offenses are you willing to tolerate?
Molim te, reci mi, kako li si to se uvrede spreman podnijeti?
The answer is Krishna tolerates all of us.
A odgovor je da Krishna tolerira sve nas.
There is a reason why Krishna is so forgiving.
A postoji razlog zbog kojeg je Krishna
In the Bhagavad Gita, he says that he is the seed-giving father of all of us.
U Bhagavad Giti on govori da je otac koji daje sjeme svima nama.
He feels like a father.
On osjeća poput oca.
I think some of you are fathers, and you know when your child turns into puberty, he just goes wild. He does impossible things. But as a father is always willing to forgive his child on the basis that the child is from him, Krishna is also willing to forgive all of us for our turning against him on the basis that we are from him, we are his.
I kao što će otac uvijek oprostiti svom djetetu na temelju toga što taj sin potiče od njega, tako će i Krishna oprostiti to što se okrećemo protiv njega upravo na temelju toga što smo mi njegovi, što dolazimo od njega.
But there is also a psychological reason why Krishna can forgive. We will now enter the mind of God. But again, we will not attempt to psychoanalytically analyze him. That's an offense. But I find it is very nice to understand how Krishna can do this and forgive all of us. Akrura says this is because Krishna has three qualities. And I believe if you want to practice forgiveness, you have somehow also have some of these qualities in you. Have you sometimes been totally hurt? And have you at that time thought, well, can I or do I really want to forgive this Nitkov? You should forgive. Because if you don't forgive, you carry the hatred in you. So listen, how what Krishna has for qualities to forgive all of everyone. Sorry. Krishna is confident. Confident means what means we have some English speaking Vaishnava monks. Confident means what is confidence? Maybe Krishna Shakti, you are a student. Confident means confident is a little bit different. Sure of yourself. Krishna is sure of himself. For instance, every morning it is said you should chant the Gayatri mantras in worship of the Supreme Lord who is in the sun. Now Krishna wants to also worship, do the Gayatri mantra. Therefore he chants a mantra praising himself, because he's sure of himself that he is that God. Krishna has no doubts about this. No identity crisis. He says, because I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then he says some things. So Krishna is confident, then he is secure. This is similar. And he is full of well-being. Krishna is a happy God. Krishna also forgave Indra.
Krishna također oprostio Indri.
In Vrindavan there is one place called Surabhi Kunj. It's a place where Lord Krishna forgave Indra. After, you must know, after Indra had attacked the Brijvasis with ice and life-threatening thunderstorms,
morate znati da kad je Indra napao Brijvasije sa kišom i olovnim volacima,
Lord Krishna had simply lifted the Govardhan hill as a rain umbrella, showing Indra that he was powerless against him.
Krishna jednostavno podigao Govardhan kao kišobran i na taj način je pokazao Indri da je on potpuno nemoćan.
So Indra understood, I made a great mistake, and he took shelter at his guru's and said, what should I do now to seek Krishna's forgiveness?
Indra je shvatio koliko pogriješio i zatražio je savjet svoga gurua, rekao je, napravio sam veliku uvredu i što mi se činiti?
So Brihaspati said, I don't know, you better go to Brahma, because he also offended Krishna, and he might give you a tip.
Krishna oprostio, Brihaspati je rekao, pa ne znam, ali bilo bi dobro da priđeš Brahmi.
It is described, Brahma went like this: your offense is much bigger than my boss. I don't know what to advise you. Then he thought, and he said, well, Krishna likes cows. Why don't you go with Mother Surabhi, Mother Cow, to Krishna and ask Krishna to forgive you? Then, because Krishna likes Surabhi, you have a chance.
Pa bi bilo jako dobro da mu priđeš zajedno sa majkom, kravom, majkom Surabhi, i neka ona u tvoje ime zamoli Krishnu da te oprosti.
So finally Krishna forgave Indra, who tried to destroy all the cows. Krishna's family and Krishna's Braj.
I tako je Krishna posljedku oprostio Indri, koji je pokušao uništiti cijelu njegovu obitelj, sve njegove krave i cijelokupni Braj.
Krishna is wonderful because he is ready to forgive his devotees when they make mistakes. He says, even if my devotee performs an abominable action, I forgive him. Apichet sudaracharo bhajate mang ananya bhak sadhu eva samantavya. Samyak vyavasito saha. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly, says Krishna.
Krishna kaže, čak i ako osoba počini najodvratnije djelo, treba ga smatrati svetim.
Krishna is so wonderful.
Krishna je tako prediman.
And Krishna becomes pleased when he sees that his devotee is also forgiving. In the 16th chapter, text 1 to 3, Lord Krishna describes all those qualities which bring true spiritual knowledge.
Krishna u stihama 16.1-3 govori o svim odlikama koje vode duhovno znanje.
If you wish to get spiritual knowledge, you should read this text.
I ako želite steći duhovno znanje, trebate pročitati te stihove.
He says, compassion for all living entities is one of those qualities.
Kao jedna od tih odlika spominje samilost prema svim živim bićima.
Steady determination.
Zatim postojanost.
And also forgiveness. O son of Bharata, these qualities belong to godly men.
O Bharatin sine, ove odlike pripadaju božanskim ljudima.
So this quality of forgiveness should be cultured by devotees.
Bhakti bi trebali njegovati.
It is said that a man becomes beautiful by his knowledge. A woman is beautiful by her eyes. A nightingale beautiful by her voice. And a devotee, a sadhu, is beautiful when he can forgive. If you cannot forgive, my dear devotees, you are not beautiful. If you want to be look nice devotees, and not ugly, then learn to forgive. Yes. Sometimes this is not easy. Sometimes we hold for a lifetime the problems which others have inflicted to us. I have seen this many times in our movement that devotees feel bitter towards the institution of ISKCON for having not arranged their lives ideally.
Često sam vidio da u našem društvu bakte da su bakte ogorčeni na instituciju, na ISKCON, zato što on nije idealno uredio njihov život.
They are so bitter.
Jako su ogorčeni.
I married the wrong woman because my temple president recommended her to me.
Oženio sam se pogrešnom ženom zato što mi je preporučio moj predsjednik
hrama. I went to Sankirtan when I was young and now my spine is to the left side.
Kad sam bio mlad, išao sam u Sankirtan i zato mi je kralježnica iskrivljena na lijevo.
He said this and he said that to me.
On mi je rekao ovo, a on mi je rekao ono.
My dear devotees, is really ISKCON the one who did the mistake?
Dragi moji bakte, zar je ISKCON doista taj koji je učinio sve te pogreške?
Or is it your karma? which had to come anyways, which might have come more strongly when you would be in the Kami society. In this life, my dear devotees, let us not show fingers to others. It is not enlightened. No other person has been empowered by Krishna to make us suffer.
Krishna nije niti jednu drugu osobu upunomoćio da nam nanese patnju.
Krishna does not give such empowerment to people or institutions.
Krishna ne upunomoćuje ljude ili institucije na taj način.
We sometimes get what we are meant to get in order to learn from it.
Mi ponekad dobijemo ono što dobijemo kako bismo od toga nešto naučili.
We should take our fate as a prilika, an opportunity to learn, and not an opportunity to point fingers at others.
Svoju sudbinu trebali bismo prihvatiti kao priliku za učenje, a ne kao priliku za upiranje prstom drugim ljudima.
Let us learn to forgive.
Naučimo opraštati.
The best we practice it now.
I najbolje da to odmah počnemo prakticirati.
When it's late and the time of death comes, we may not be able to forgive.
Jer kad već bude kasno, kad budemo na samrti, nećemo biti u stanju oprostiti.
And we may keep our bad feelings still inside.
I možda ćemo i dalje u sebi zadržati te loše osjećanje.
Forgive doesn't always mean to forget.
Oprost ne znači uvijek i zaborav.
We can sometimes understand this person is a little temperamental, so maybe I should walk with 10 meters distance to not burn myself. He's like a volcano.
Ponekad trebamo imati razumijevanje da je neka osoba više temperamentna i da bismo je trebali obilaziti na udaljenost od 10 metara.
I have seen the volcano-like qualities of this person, and I'm a little soft by nature, like a soft smokwe. So I will take some distance.
Ja sam vidio da je priroda te osobe pomalo vulkanska, i s obzirom da sam ja vrlo nježan, da sam blag poput smokve, onda ću je zaobići, držu se na udaljenosti.
Smokwe means fig. Yes, soft fig. So, but all in all, let us try to forgive. Krishna is forgiving us.
Krishna oprašta nama.
Look at us, we come to Krishna.
Pogledajte nas samo. Vlazimo Krishna.
Maybe 10 lives ago we were a mass murderer.
Možda smo prije 10 života bili masovni ubojica.
Maybe we ate meat. Maybe we even eat meat in this life, and we ate maybe cow meat. Krishna says, don't worry.
Krishna kaže, ne brinite.
Don't be afraid.
Ne bojte se.
I will forgive you.
Ja ću vam oprostiti.
If you surrender.
Ako mi se predate.
Hare Krishna. This was my lecture on forgiveness. Krishna's forgiveness. I want to see if you have some questions now. Otherwise, I will offer bring another quality of Krishna to light. But here is our Mataji. Yes, what is your name, Mataji? I will give you a little insight into this law. Once in Assam, this was only 50 years back when it happened, there was a nice Hindu man who wanted to marry his daughter and therefore went to his rich Muslim neighbor to ask him to give him a credit of 20,000 rupees.
Prije samo 50 godina u Asamu bio je jedan čovjek koji je želio udati svoju kćer i kako bi to učinio prišao je svom susjedu muslimanu i kod njega podigao kredit na 20.000 rupija.
The Muslim neighbor said, don't be shy, for a good marriage you need 50,000 rupees. Here, take 50,000 rupees and give it back.
Njegov susjed rekao, nema se čega sramiti, za dobro vjenčanje treba ti dosta novca, pa bolje uzmi 50.000 rupija.
The man married his daughter and died before giving back the amount he had lended.
Čovjek je na taj način oženio svoju kćer, udao svoju kćer, međutim umro je prije nego što je uspio vratiti posuđenu svotu.
Now once his son went into the house of that old Muslim neighbor, of this Muslim neighbor.
Jednog dana njegov sin otišao do kuće susjeda muslimana.
And he saw a dog there.
I tamo je vidio psa.
Who greeted him?
Koji ga je pozdravio.
Woof, 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 woof. And he... Oh, cha, cha. In India, you don't feel so affectionate towards dog. But the dog would not let this son alone.
Pozdravio ga je lajanjem i nije ga htio pustiti na miru, iako u Indiji baš nije običaj da ljudi budu naklonjeni psima.
And it cried.
I plakao je.
Son thought this was a strange dog.
Sin je pomislio, ovo je neki čudan pas.
But in the night he had a dream.
Ali noću je usnuo san.
The dog appeared in the dream.
U snu se pojavio taj pas.
Now it gets scary.
I sad zbilja postaje zastrašujuće.
His dog face turned into the face of his otac, and the otac said, "Sin, I am a dog now in the house of the Muslim neighbor. Only get meat. Liberate me by paying back the debts."
U snu se je u lice tog psa preobrazilo u lice njegova oca i otac je rekao, sine, molim te, izbavi me, postao sam pas u kući našeg susjeda muslimana i dobivam samo meso, molim te, pomozi mi.
In order to marry your daughter away, I had to take a credit, but I just didn't pay it back, and now I have to serve in the house of this Muslim neighbor as a dog.
Da bih udao svoju kćer, morao sam uzeti kredit kod našeg susjeda muslimana i sada da bih vratio, moram služiti kao pas u njegove kuće.
Maybe I have to serve life after life after life until my debt is paid.
I možda ću morati služiti život za životom sve dok ne otplatim cijeli dug.
Help!
Pomozi mi.
So the son was waking up and felt really touched. Next morning he went to the Muslim labor and said, can we talk? I mean, did my father have some debts with you?
Sljedećeg jutra on je prišao svom susjedu muslimanu i rekao mu, zamolio ga za razgovor, nego pitao je li njegov otac imao neke dugove prema.
The neighbor was a very good-hearted man and he said, ništa, 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 and he is dead, no problem.
Susjed je bio čovjek vrlo ljubnega srca i rekao je, ništa, ništa, i onako je sad mrtav.
At this moment the dog was coming in a bit, wow!
U tom je trenutku sob ušao pas i počeo zavijati.
Krishna. Just to tell you the story makes us extremely compassionate. Oh, imagine a dog in a Muslim household. So, what will you eat? What will the dog eat? And everyone kicks him. And then he feels these romantic desires which are so degraded.
onda osjećam romantične želje koje su također vrlo degradirane.
Krishna. So the son said, no, I want to know, when my father married my sister, he was very poor. From where did he get the money?
Ali sin je rekao, ne, ja bih želio znati otkud je moj otac nabavio novac za udaju moje sestre, jer u to vrijeme je bio jako siromašan.
So the neighbor said, well, but that's a duty of the neighbor, huh?
Susjed je rekao, ali to je dužnost susjeda.
How much was it?
Koliki je to iznos bio?
The neighbor said 30,000.
Susjed je rekao 30,000.
It was 50,000.
A iznos je bio 50,000.
So somehow the son got 50,000 together.
Sin je na neki način uspio prikupiti 50,000.
And he went and he said, just say yes. It's the duty of the neighbor to sometimes say yes.
On je prišao, dao novac i rekao, molim te, reci da. Ponekad je dužnost susjeda da kaže da.
And he went 30,000.
Izbrojio je 30,000.
This moment the dog came in.
U tome trenutku ušao pas.
And he went,
i zacvirio je.
The son put 20,000.
Onda je
the dog went yoo-hoo! And then he died. My dear devotees, we can't leave debts. Debts are not only financial debts. When someone asks you to help them, you have to help.
Ako vas neko zamoli za pomoć, morate mu pomoći.
Now our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is not well.
Sada naš Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj nije dobro.
We owe him a debt. He has done so much for us in Croatia.
On je za nas u Hrvatskoj napravio jako puno toga i stoga smo mu dužni.
Let us send our love to him.
Pošaljimo mu svoju ljubav.
Let us support him by finishing all the quarrels in the yatra from tomorrow on. Yes, or today. We owe debts to people who do us good. If we don't pay them now, we have to pay them in another life.
Ako ih ne isplatite sada, morat ćete to učiniti u drugom životu.
Hare Krishna. This was an intense story, Matyan Lila. Is there another question? Yes, Vasudev Datta, the Prabhu, the merciful Sankirtan devotee. Nonsense means glupast. If you look for the word, I have learned some Croatian because you are from Slovenia. And yes, when is an offense an offense? When it is intentionally done with knowledge.
Ona postaje uvredom kada se namjerno radi sa pred.
The seventh offense, for instance, is to commit sins on the strength of chanting. What this means is, I chant, then I can do. It's a premeditated thing. But if you do mistakes in the course of your activities in this world, but you don't really want to do this, or you are not intending to do some rescaldom, then it's not really counted as something which Krishna will not forgive.
Međutim, ako napravite pogreške tijekom svog djelovanja u svijetu ili jednostavno počinite neki nitkovluk koji zapravo niste unaprijed planirali, onda će ga Krišna oprostiti.
I sometimes think this is very important to bring to the attention of our devotees, because sometimes devotees become almost immobile, that every moment I make an offense. You know, new devotee, when yeah.
Ponekad naročito kad su vate nešto mlađi, onda se dogodi da se potpuno koče, ne znaju na koju uopće stranu da se pomaknu, jer im sve se čini kao uvreda.
In Germany we had once cultivated the famous actor Georg Thomalla, who became initiated as Jai Govinda, I believe, Jai Gopal, something, yes. And he once came to he's a very, very famous amongst the older generation. He has left his body now. And he came to, I remember, he came to Navajiyaran Shinga Chetra.
U Njemačkoj smo kultivirali jednog vrlo poznatog glumca, koji je naročito poznat za stariju generaciju. I on je čak dobio inicijaciju, a došao je na Navajiyaran Shinga Chetra.
He was very hungry and very enthusiastic.
Bio je jako gladan i jako entuzijastičan.
After he had finished his first place,
nakon što je počistio prvi tanjur,
he went to help himself.
Otišao je kako bi se ponovo poslužio.
At this moment, one Mataji shouted at him, "You old pig, you made an offense against the prasadam because you touched it with your muchi hands."
I u tom se trenutku jedan Mataji zaderlo na njega, "Ti stara svinja."
Svinja, stara svinja.
Sad si uvrijedio prasadam jer si ga otaknuo svojim muchi rukama.
He came to me with tears in his eyes.
On mi je prišao sa suzama u očima.
Did I make an offense? Do I have to go to hell now? I didn't know. I enthusiastically took more prasadam.
Ja to nisam znao. Entuzijastično sam uzeo još prasadam.
In our family we are not running to the bathroom all the time when we eat. Then we have to run 20 times to the bathroom. It was not an offense. He didn't want to degenerate prasadam. He didn't want to say it's a useless food. I can touch it with dirty hands.
Ali to nije bilo uvreda, jer on zapravo nije želio početi nikakvu uvredu prema prasadamu, smatrajući ga nekom niže razrednom hranom koju može dirati prljavim rukama.
It was a mistake in Vedic hygiene.
To je bila pogreška u pogledu vedske higijene.
Not such a problem.
I ne predstavlja veliki problem.
Oh. Hare Krishna. Vira Chanda.
My question is not really in connection with today's lecture.
But every question which you have is the sweet, like a ripe smoke whip, so we will take it.
It's a little bitter. like an Inglin. In yesterday's morning lecture, I believe, or the day before yesterday, we had a verse from the third canto where Devahuti Devi, I believe, spoke to her son that she surrendered. I mean, she has done with material life and wants to know, approaching him as a savior and wants to know about spirit and matter. And I was thinking that Devahuti came to this stage after she was desiring, in a sense, happy life, as much as I remember, and her husband gave her that and gave her a son, so she was peaceful in a sense, and then he approached the Lord asking for salvation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what if we, in our lives had have a certain kind of obsession. Like, for example, innocent example, Srila Prabhupada mentions, I believe, the famous daily ladu, I believe. If one thinks about, if one tastes it, he cannot forget it. If one doesn't taste it, he always think about getting it.
Uh-huh.
And is it possible for a person who has a desire for ladu also come to Krishna?
Because he has not yet satisfied the desire, and therefore.
But I don't know, maybe it is not mm-hmm. necessary to, for the desire to be satisfied, but.
Uh-huh. Can you come to Krishna when you still have material desires?
Yes, but
can you surrender? Or?
Yes, but not, any desire. But some desire like an obsession, something about one really thinks that is very important, and one
yeah.
thinks like this is something I cannot just jump
over. So, yeah, I see. Thank you very much.
Dali, ovoga, imali smo slika Devahuti, devi koja je prišla gospodinu, međutim, ona je to učinila nakon što je na neki način dobila ispunjenje svojih potreba u životu. I sada Dali Bhakta može to učiniti na sličan način, a ako ima ipak ako održava neku vrstu vezanosti koja je vrlo intenzivna i koja mu nešto što mu jako značajno u životu i bez, da li može uprko s tome prići Krišna?
Hare Krishna, yeah. There are two, yes, it is possible because, Virachanda, there are two ways to deal with obsessive material desires.
Da, to je moguće prići jer postoje dva načina na koji se možemo pozabaviti takvim obsesivnim materijalnim željama.
One is to just try to ignore it, the other is to dedicate it in Krishna's service.
Jedan način je da pokušavamo ignorirati, zanemariti, a druga je da posvetimo u služenju Krishna.
I must tell you very honestly, I was a Rolling Stones fan, but really wild. I knew every song.
Iskreno reći da sam bio veliki obožavatelj Rolling Stonesa, bio sam potpuno divlji u tom pogledu i znao sam riječi svih pjesama.
I liked the way this arrogant fool Mick Jagger moved on the stage. I thought it was very revolutionary.
Obožavao sam način na koji se ta arogantna budala Mick Jagger kretao po sceni, to je bilo nešto vrlo novo.
I liked the spirit of revolution and breaking out and not caring for the laws of bourgeoisie society.
A meni su se revolucionarne ideje jako svidjela mi se to kršenje nekakvih normi koje postoje u buržovskom društvu.
It was a deep sanskara which I carried into the Krishna consciousness movement.
To je bila duboka sanskara koju sam ponio sa sobom u pokret za svjesnost Krishna.
One day I could not tolerate any longer to not see the Rolling Stones.
Jednostavno više nisam mogla tolerirati.
And I went into a rock and roll cinema and saw their newest movie. But it was not, the music was not loud enough, so I went in Dhoti, you know, because I believe in authenticity, to the people and said, make it louder, we can't hear anything. The person just said to me, he saw me, Hare Krishna, you shouldn't be here in this cinema.
Osoba koja me je tamo vidjela, prepoznala da sam Hare Krishna, rekao, pa ti ne bi trebao biti u ovom kinu.
No, you misunderstand, I'm trying to dedicate my material desires.
Ne, razumijete, rekao sam, ja pokušavam posvetiti svoje materijalne želje.
I must admit, I had really no good reason to be in there.
Ali zapravo moram priznati da nisam imao nikakav dobar razlog.
Then I thought, what do I do with this attachment?
Pa sam onda ostao razmišljati što da učinim s tom vezanosti.
Then I had an idea.
I onda mi je sinula ideja.
We make the Gauranga Bhajan band. Yeah. And we had our chance to be wild on the stage. Yes, some newspapers called me the Mick Jagger of the Hare Krishna movement. It was possible to dedicate it. And now I'm old. I don't need to be any longer. The attachment is gone. Now I have attachments to smoke with, to fix, but that's not so bad. That's easy. You can offer them. And I know this. I answered your question a little humorously. But I believe in principle when the desires are not entirely sinful, which go against, you know, God's dharma, then you can think of ways to dedicate them.
Ali vjerujem da kad želje nisu potpuno griješne, kada se ne kose u potpunosti sa dharmom, uvijek možemo pronaći način da ih posvetimo.
But it's really important that when you do this, you really have to use it in Krishna service. Otherwise, the thing will entangle you more and more.
Ali stvar je u tome da kada to činimo, onda zbilja moramo te želje posvetiti, odnosno uklopiti nekako u služenje Krišne, inače će nas one sve više i više zapliti.
Maybe I like intellectual studies.
Možda mi se sviđaju intelektualni studiji.
Then let me study, but let me use it in something which I offer to Krishna.
Onda ću doista studirati, ali ću to iskoristiti na neki način za Krishnu.
Otherwise I will experience that I fulfill one desire, but then the next desire is before the door, and then the next desire. Don't we have this material desires? Always one more visha, visha, visha. It doesn't say, oh, that, no.
Inače će nam se dogoditi da ćemo zadovoljiti jednu materijalnu želju, ali onda će nam iza kuta stajati još jedna, i još jedna, i još jedna. I svi imamo to iskustvo sa njima da zapravo ih se nikad ne možemo riješiti, ima ih sve više i više i više. I zapravo nikad im ne kažemo u redu, bilo dosta.
Krishna takes away your material desires only when you, your dedicated material desires only when you offer them back to Krishna.
Krishna će vaše materijalne želje prihvatiti samo u ovom slučaju kada ih ponovo možemo posvetiti i ponuditi njemu.
Otherwise, one material desire which is dedicated, which is somehow connected with Krishna consciousness, but not dedicated, will give birth to the next material desire.
Inače će materijalna želja koju pokušamo na neki način uklopiti u svjesnost Krišna, ali je ne posvetimo u istinu, samo izroditi novu materijalnu želju.
We will thank you very much. We will end our class here. Tomorrow we will again hear Srila Prabhupada's voice telling us a very important story. Tomorrow is a very nice day. I wish you a very nice summer camp. Please let us call out. Shishi go nitai ki. Shri Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Devi ki. O go premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.